News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's a kind of a rainy, cold, windy day out there, but we're going to make the best of it. We're gonna pep it up here on Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for being here. My guest this morning, Roy Stoser. He is here to tell us about the Kids Fishing Clinic coming up on Saturday, April 27th at the Maritime Park, the Wahoos Ballpark. Let's talk about that. Roy, thank you so much for being here this morning. How you doing?
Pretty good, thank you.
Yeah, and you've been involved with this fishing clinic for years, right?
Correct.
Yeah, since you said 2006 around that time?
I joined the club around 2006, if I remember right.
Okay, and the club you're talking about, what club is this?
Pensacola Recreational Fishermen's Association.
Oh, okay. All right. And I've been trying to find some information online to see how long this has been going on, but I can't seem to I don't know what number this is that we're coming up on, but it's been around for a long time.
Yes.
Registration begins at 8:30 a.m., that day, and it will conclude when they have 250 participants. So it's going to be a lot of people there. Get there early. So this, of course, is being brought to us by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission and the Pensacola Recreational Fishermen's Association, like you said. What made you join the Pensacola Recreational Fishermen's Association when you joined?
My brother was a member at the time, and he got me involved in it. Mm. And it's pretty much fun, you know, get to do a lot of stuff with kids.
Yeah. So there's more events throughout the year, not just this one?
We do a rodeo usually in the fall.
Right.
Been kind of put on pause because of COVID.
Right. But, what's your favorite part of the fishing clinic coming up on the 27th?
Yeah, just watching the kids, how much fun they have. Watch them catch a little croaker or something.
Yeah.
You know, they have a blast.
Mm. It's sort of one of these things that we're losing as the generations, you know, come and go. It's, you know, my dad still talks about it. He just can't wait to go fish. And we did that a lot as a kid. We had a lot of ponds and lakes and streams to fish out of when I was a kid. But nowadays it just seems like, you know, don't see that as much. But at this event, we see a lot of kids participating, right?
Yeah. We're kind of cut down from what we used to be. We did as many as 1,000 years past.
Wow. So now you're cutting it down to 250.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Participants must be accompanied by an adult. No kids can show up with their rod and reel and just go for it. Free fishing combos are given away to participants ages 5 to 15 upon completion of the clinic. What's the clinic like? Are you teaching the kids how to be better fishermen, or is there more involved?
We run them through upwards of 7 areas, different things like good angler, knot tying. Mm. We usually have a touch tank there for them to see the little crustaceans and
okay.
stuff, and a few other things that, you know, where do you put your trash, you know, your line and stuff, the receptacles for it, and how to be a good angler and not mess up the environment.
Yeah, a good steward of the environment. Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad that is included. What do you think the hardest thing is for kids to grasp when they start fishing? What's the hardest thing to get down?
For them, there's just the anticipation, and they always want to get there and throw that line in the water and catch a fish, you know. Just,
yeah.
That's what it's all about to them.
Get that
rod, and they want to go catch a fish.
Exactly. Yeah. But we know, us being a little older, we know there's a lot more to it to get to that point. But, yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I never thought about the prep for it. My favorite thing when I was a kid was my dad would always get a minnow bucket, and we would have minnows just swimming around, and I wouldn't even fish sometimes. I would just sit there and play with those minnows in the bucket. It was a lot of fun for me. But you said that they have a touch tank where they can actually get their hands on some different creatures, crustaceans.
Correct.
And things
yeah.
like that. That's got to be so much fun. Registration is beginning, so is there a charge?
No, no charge. Everything completely free. The kids get a T-shirt, a rod and reel, a bucket, furnished by Lowe's. and we throw in pamphlets and stuff from FWC and whatever else, but probably maybe a tackle box. I think we're giving them tackle boxes this
year.
Very cool. And then we have free food, hot dogs, hamburgers, and Coca-Cola brings the drinks, furnishes them. And we got the music there. Cat Country is usually there with music.
Yep, Cat Country will be there. Yeah. Definitely great sponsors. Like you said, Lowe's, Baitmasters, Sport Fish Restoration. One of our sponsors here on the show, Barberry Plumbing. Of course, Cat Country 98.7 is going to be there. Fish Florida, Coca-Cola, Walmart, Legendary Marine, and also our own Escambia County Sheriff's Office. So this is going to be a great event. We're talking about the Pensacola Kids Fishing Clinic coming up on Saturday, April 27th. At the Vince Wibbs the Maritime Park, the Wahoos Ballpark. I'll just say Wahoos Ballpark. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m. and will conclude when they get up to 250 participants. That's going to be great. All right. So, and you said you're from this area originally?
Correct. Yeah. Navarre.
You live over in Navarre. Have you always fished in this area?
Ever since I got here, I've been fishing.
Yeah. What do you notice about the waterways here as opposed to other areas that you fished in?
Well, before I came here, I mostly did freshwater, bass, stuff like that. Here you go out in the Gulf, depends on the weather and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely a lot to it, and you definitely got to watch the weather around here. So if you have questions this morning, let us know. Our number is 437-1620. If you've got some kiddos and you want to bring them out to the park on April 27th, you got some questions, let us know. It's a free event. It's going to be great. And get there early, get your spot, because once they reach 250 participants, they will cut it off. It is a catch and release event, right?
Correct.
All right. So definitely encouraging, keeping our environment safe. And they even teach the kids what to do with their trash. I think this is so great. We're going to talk more about this. If you have questions, 437-1620, let us know. My guest this morning, Roy Stoser. He has been with the Pensacola Recreational Fishermen's Association for a while, and this event's been going on for many years. Our own Cat Country will be there. It's going to be a great time. We're going to talk about it some more coming up after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked to Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons about a shooting that took place with officers having to return fire against a fleeing suspect who was pointing a gun at them over the weekend. We also had another installment of Days of Our Milton, because the drama involving Mayor Heather Lindsay and the city attorney, Alex Andrade, and the city councilman, Jeff Snow, and Mike Cusack, and all the players is definitely not ending anytime soon. You can always listen to every part of the show on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. My guest this morning, Roy Stoser. He is with the Pensacola Recreational Fishermen's Association here in Pensacola, talking about the Kids Fishing Clinic coming up on Saturday, April 27th. Still got lots of time to prepare for this. Registration is going to begin at 8:30 in the morning at the Wahoos Ballpark. And they will cut the registration off when they reach 250 participants. We got to really shout out to our sponsors because they are really making this happen. It's a free, totally free event, free admission for those 250 participants. And you said they're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers and things like that there,
yes.
Roy?
Yes, we are.
All right. And, you know, thanks to our sponsors, especially Lowe's. They're going to be giving out the rods and reels. Somebody texted in earlier wanting to know the age limit. So this is for children of what ages?
5 to 15.
5 to 15. Okay. All right. So the cutoff is 5 to 15. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. And then once the participants complete the clinic, while supplies last, of course, they will get a free fishing combo. Is that the rod and reel and everything you were talking
reel,
about from Lowe's?
Rod and reel, Lowe's bucket. No, Lowe's doesn't do the rods and reels.
Oh, okay.
We furnish those.
Okay.
Lowe's furnishes those buckets.
Buckets, okay.
And we give each kid a Lowe's bucket and with some stuff from FWC, pamphlets, mm-hmm. and whatever they give us to throw in there, a tackle box, the rod and reel.
Cool. This is so great. This is such a great event. Of course, thank you to our Escambia County Sheriff's Office as well. Mm-hmm. To sponsor or volunteer for this event, if you have any questions after the show, you can contact Scott Mason. His number is 850-516-0515, or you can go send him an email at marine@myfwc.com. Frank Winter Charlie. All right, so this is a catch and release event, a free event for the kids, 5 to 15. Roy, you've been involved for years. We've been talking about kind of your favorite parts of this. Let's go over the clinic part of it a little bit more. Talk about okay. kind of what we're teaching the kids at this clinic.
All right, we're teaching them how to be a good angler. We give them some show and tell items like some different rods and reels, you know, heavy stuff like a bait caster or something like that. Different things, a fly rod, you know, so they understand that there's different ways to fish. We teach them how to tie a basic, simple knot. And we're also trying to teach the adults with them a little bit, too, at the same time, because right. because they're bringing the kids. Mm-hmm. Once they get out to the pier and start fishing, they're going to have to kind of help. We do have people at the pier putting bait on the hooks, taking fish off the hooks for the kids, and all kinds of stuff. We have free bait for them. We have them in little buckets there for them to get little pieces of squid. And also we have a casting thing, clinic for the kids. Show them how to cast that rod. Mm. And they really enjoy that. We put little plastic fish out there that they can, and we got special rods with the little fish on them that they, if they can hook it into the slot in the fish and reel it in, they've caught their first fish.
Oh, wow. That's
they, so cool. They really dig that.
Yeah.
They'll sit there for hours if they could and do right. that. But we kind of have to push them around along every 10 minutes for per station.
You should develop that into a game that people can buy. You'd make $1 million there all selling right. that for the in-home kids fishing clinic at home game. Mm-hmm. Coming up Saturday, April 27th at the Vince Wibbs Maritime Park, Wahoos Ballpark, 8:30 a.m. Get there early and get signed up for this free event. When we're talking about fishing, it's not really, and I'm glad you have people down there on the pier that are going to be, you know, helping people, you know, mm-hmm. get the bait and everything, get it going. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times I found it's not about the fishing. It's not about catching fish. It's not about, you know, any of that. It's just about the time you spend with your kids, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
I want to clarify one thing, though. It's not yeah. in the ballpark. It's at the bandstand behind the ballpark.
Got you.
Yeah. So okay. I don't want people showing up and trying to go into the ballpark. Okay. There's probably some other event going on there. There always is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
well, that's good.
So make sure that they understand it's going to be behind the ballpark down at the bandstand.
Okay, down at the bandstand behind the park. Okay, mm-hmm. all right. That's a good clarification. Thank you for letting us know. All right. So, what else can we, what else have you seen over the years that's changed? I want to talk a little bit about this technology, you know, because, you know, I used to go and I'd have a minnow bucket and I'd have my rod and reel, but now I see people going to fish and they've got computers and all these handheld devices finding the fish. And what's your take on that? What do you think about that?
If you're going out and fishing in the Gulf, you better have a good bottom machine.
That's true.
And a good plotter, you know, so you can find your way out there and find your way back home.
Right.
You know, because it's not always going to be perfect. And it's a good idea to have radar, too, if you're going to be out after dark.
Are you a boater? Do you have a boat?
I don't have a boat. No, no. Yeah. No, I can't afford that. I use other people's boats.
Exactly. Yeah. If you can't afford a boat, then make friends with people who do have boats.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Do you find it time to go fishing a lot around here, though?
Yeah, probably at least once a month.
Oh, really? That's pretty good. Yeah. I like that you brought up fly fishing, too, because, you know, that's serious business having to do that. I mean, that's a really skilled, it's an art form, really, good fly fishing. I know people that, actually my pastor at my church, he's gotten into, making the, what do you call them? Flies,
I guess. Flies, yes.
Man, it's very surgical precision on some of those things. He makes some beautiful looking flies. So do you ever get into that?
No, I've never done that. I've heard that some people actually do saltwater fly fishing.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Isn't that mainly in the freshwater streams? But they can do it here.
Yes, but some people actually go out and use a fly fishing pole to catch saltwater fish. I mean, you're talking some big fish out there.
Right, right. I'm glad that you're showing the kids a little taste of that, because that could be, you know, one of those kids there could be the next big famous fly fisherman. You never know. Do you ever watch the television shows that they have on cable sometimes? There's a bunch of local guys around here that have their own shows.
No, I never watch any of that.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. Don't really see them catching much. It's usually just a lot of talking about catching fish. So, but that's kind of where I'm at, too. My guest this morning, Roy Stoser, he is with Pensacola Recreational Fishermen's Association. They are putting on the kids fishing clinic coming up on Saturday, April 27th. It's going to be at the bandstand behind the Wahoos ballpark. That's where you can sign up. Get there. The registration starts at 8:30, but get there early because they're going to cut it off when they reach 250 participants. We've got all kinds of great sponsors. Coca-Cola is providing drinks. Cat Country 98.7 is going to be there pumping some music. Lowe's, Walmart, Barbary Plumbing, Bait Masters, lots of great sponsors, and they're all bringing it to you free. There's going to be free food, show and tell. There's going to be a touch tank. There's going to be all kinds of stuff there for the kids. The age limit's 5 to 15. So get your kids together. Bring them on out. Roy will be right back after this commercial break to wrap it all up. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere. The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestrol.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. My guest has been Roy Stoser. He is with the Pensacola Recreational Fishermen's Association. They are bringing you the Kids Fishing Clinic. This has been going on for years. It's a free event. It's a catch-and-release fishing event. You can sign up on the 27th, starting at 8:30 a.m. And Roy, as you said, it's going to be behind the ballpark at the bandstand.
Correct.
So definitely don't show up and try to get onto the field. There won't be anybody there for you. And this is going to be Saturday, April 27th. We still got a month out here. And like I said, they're going to have 250 participants. They will cut off after that. It's a catch and release event. Children, of course, have to have their adults with them. Free fishing gear is going to be given away. And of course, we said the age limit's 5 to 15. To sponsor or volunteer for this event, please contact Scott at 850-516-0515, or you can send him an email, marine@myfwc.com, which stands for Fishing Wildlife Conservation. marine@myfwc.com. Roy, thank you so much for joining me today. You had to get out and get in this nasty weather to come down here to talk to us today.
So not
I guess
a problem.
Yeah, I guess you won't be fishing much today, probably.
No.
But
I'll be kicking back.
Yes, yeah. But the weekend is looking pretty good. So you say you do a lot of commercial. You fish with a commercial fisherman. How is that?
It's heavy duty.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it's like 12 hours a day.
Ooh, yeah. Man, that's a dedication. Oh, well, thank you so much for being here this morning. I'm looking forward to this event. Cat Country will be on hand. Lots of great sponsors, including Barberry Plumbing, Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Coca-Cola, Walmart, Lowe's, Sport Fish Restoration, Fish Florida, Baitmasters, you name it. They're going to be out there. Free events and gifts for the kids. Come on out, April 27th, 2024. Thank you so much, Roy, for being here.
Thank you.